All these are the beginning of birth pains. Matthew 24 and 8. And good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. I would like to take a couple of minutes this morning and invite you to go to our website at foundationsbiblechurch.org and to take a tour of it and of the wealth of treasures and information that is on it. We have archived the messages from our worship services, from our adult Bible study, and you'll also find Through Their Message devotionals there. In worship, we have recently started in the book of Jeremiah and are looking at the mirrored journey that we are taking as a nation, in it being a reflection to the journey that Israel took before God laid her to ruin and sent the people into exile. It is a confirmation of the condition of people's hearts and of the consequence of not following God and the path that He has laid out for you. We suffer in this life because we do not believe, because our faith is weak, because we do not trust and have confidence in God, and therefore we shy away from the assurance that He has given us in His promises, and we tend to fall again and again back into our old ways, and we look to another person to be responsible for us when we ourselves do not want to take on that responsibility. We are currently in chapter 2, not quite halfway through, and perhaps the verse that sums up the whole of their condition and ours is in verse 13. As the Lord says, my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Is that not where we are today? Believing we can build back better? Trusting man over God. Jesus is heard to say at the end of each of the letters to the seven churches in his revelation, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. This is all to say that if you have ears to hear, then listen to the things around you. Open your eyes to what's going on. Pray for one another and watch. Be watchful and not caught sleeping and unaware. I brought this to your attention this morning because there are too many who do not want to see what is really going on. They don't want to hear the cries and the moans of the broken and the hopeless. There are too many who are, as of yet, holding on too tightly to the things of this world, and they are withholding the gifts given them to walk in this world, proclaiming the love of God and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the wrath of God that is to come. The headlines of these days are filled with tragedy after tragedy. They are filled with deception, piled on deception, and one distraction released after another in order to keep attention short and details hidden and the truth suppressed. Problems are not solved. Situations are not being addressed. Needs are not being met, and lies are being sold as truths. People are dying. And the church is silent in speaking out for them, defending them, in intercession by prayer for them. I attended a prayer meeting on this past Thursday night, and there were three people there, with myself being one of the three. And this is only a sampling of the desire or lack of that we have to gather in these days. Where are you, Christian? Where is your heart for your brother or sister in Christ? Where is your heart for your fellow human being and the troubles they suffer and the shadow of death that they walk behind? Where is your heart and your trust, your confidence, your assurance in the God you call your Lord, that He says what He will do and will do as He says? Is it because you do not know Him? Is it because you have not come to understand what it is that He is doing? Where are you, Christian? Where are your thoughts and what are your priorities? Who has your heart? Here are some of our recent headlines. States across the country look to protect children from pornography in schools. 30% of teen girls have contemplated suicide. A Catholic student is arrested for refusing to renounce gender beliefs. A New Jersey girl of 14 commits suicide after a video of her being brutally attacked at school is posted online. A pre-K teacher wants to talk to students about queerness and calls childhood innocence a myth. Children are beating each other violently on buses and in school hallways. And these are just a very few of the most recent headlines. We're also looking at man-made and natural disasters, the sudden increase of food processing plants and warehouses going up in smoke, the attacks on our power grids, the chemical accidents, healthcare deterioration. The list has no end. Do you remember the people of Turkey and Syria? As the last death toll recorded says that there are 41,000 lives lost to date from the earthquake. Do you know in Nigeria every 20 minutes that 14 Christians are being killed? Have you come together to pray for the people in East Palestine, Ohio? They've experienced a train derailment that ended in a toxic cloud of fumes being released into the atmosphere. And in the days following this, wildlife and domestic animals within their homes are being found dead by untold numbers. And yet the people of the area are being told it is safe to be in their homes. Are you coming together to pray for your local children and teachers who are being forced to either be taught or to teach what are division and lies? Our children in these days are being attacked from all angles, and where are the voices that are raised to defend them? How did this all get so out of hand and gain so much power? Because people did not fight and did not gather together against the prince of this world and did not petition to God for his intervention. We may not be able to see God stop this runaway train, not because he's not able to do it, but because it is the condition of people's hearts, and he will not force anyone to change. But he has given a way out for those who will turn to him, and he will call into account everyone who seeks justice by his own hand. These things happening today, they're bad, and they are in the increase as people are being taught to envy each other, to be jealous of each other, to hate one another. They are being taught to be offended and angry by everything that does not agree with them. Talking to one another and hearing different points of view, that's out. Even though this is how solutions are founded, they're found by a 360-degree picture, not by a single view through a single lens. If you're not standing firm in your faith today, Christian, then how will you find yourself able to stand when times get hard? Because as we read now, these things today, they're only the beginning of birth pains, and they are difficult to bear, but the really hard part is yet to come. In Matthew 24, we read on, "At that time, many will turn away from faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. And because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved." It's a warning to those who will turn their heads or stick them in the sand because they don't want to deal with God's problems, because they're too busy dealing with their own. You have to seek to understand your purpose and your calling in this life. You were or can be saved, but the life that you were called to live when you are is a life that is not your own. But it is to have Christ by the Spirit of God to live in you. Therefore, you are called to a life of giving, not only of money, but of yourself. You are called to a life of prayer. Paul told us to pray ceaselessly, and in doing this, we, no matter what we encounter, can have faith, hold trust and confidence in the one who saved us. And he will never leave nor forsake us, and he is available to all with eyes to see and ears to hear. But we are also told that we have to speak out in order for others to hear. For silence cannot teach anything but silence, and we were not meant to sit and watch as the world goes by. One final word from Matthew 24, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." There's one more headline that I want to share with you today. It's a revival breaks out in a Christian college in Kentucky. Students at the Christian college have been praying and worshiping around the clock for over a week. This began in a morning worship service on February 8th of 2023, and it's been a mix of worship and testimony, prayer, confession, and silence. One person shared, "It is a full experience of the Spirit of God." You see, he's not abandoned a people who have not abandoned him. He will call and keep for himself a remnant. The question is, will you answer when called, and will you be willing to lay down your life and pick it up for another? That, my friend, my brother and sister in Christ, is a call to prayer, to come together and seek the Spirit of God to work not only in you, but in the lives of those who share this piece of creation that is called earth. I would like to encourage you to come together and to pray when opportunity presents itself. Put yourself in the gap, as prayer is the one thing that everyone can do and that no one has an excuse not to. Jesus said, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am also in the midst of them." Let it be from your heart to your lips to God's ears. And may the blessings of the Lord rain upon the earth.